So we're still on the first halacha of Siman Vav of the dinim related to brachot, and we're still trying to cultivate a sense of intention and integrity that aligns our words and our thoughts. And the stakes of this are high, as we said yesterday. The Kitz Shulchan Aruch quotes Sukkim from Yeshayahu and the Sefer Hasidim that interprets those words as being a harsh censure on the Jews for being incapable of focusing on God. But they say brachot, but they don't think about me, God says. And he finishes this halacha with a strategy for increasing attention. And it is appropriate for a person, for a person to accustom themselves to saying the brachot out loud. Because the voice stirs the intention, it stirs the mind. And I think in some ways this is counterintuitive. You would have thought if you want to focus more, you should try to cultivate a silence and try to shut everything out, all noise and all distraction, and just think quietly. But actually, sometimes saying something out loud gives that sound a sense of substance. It's something that we're responsible for putting out into the world, and sometimes it can alarm us into thinking about the words we're saying. In fact, the Malbim, of course, suggests that the reason the Luchot were made of stone wasn't that God stuck his proverbial hand into the mountain and cut them out, but it was just God's words themselves that shook the ether into substance, and it was just the instantiation of his utterance, that words really have a weight more than a whisper does. After all, why did the Aseret HaDibrot have to be out loud? Just carve them and hand them to the people. But actually saying something out loud makes us think about what we've said, and draw attention to that, and that's the strategy he suggests, that hakol ma'oreh kavana, that our sounds awaken our intention. We should, of course, be sensitive to people around us. We shouldn't shout brachot in their face, but we'll come to that later. Rav Chanan Makasha, Maris Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakot Eitz Yisrael, Lachin Hibalem Torah Mitzvot, Shnei Marz Nachafet Samansit Ko Yagdel Torah V'Yadir.